Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ike Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kilkenny. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Kilkenny. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Salmon moves to third. Blair moves to second. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten takes first base on ball four. Salmon scores. Blair moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is hit by the pitch. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford who is chasing the ball. Freehan reaches third base with a triple. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kilkenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Campbell now playing first base. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Motten takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-0 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon juggles the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kilkenny strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salmon moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuellar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Motten hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny fires to first and has Motten trapped. There's the throw to Brown who tags Motten for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0 for 2 in the game. Kilkenny strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton is walked intentionally. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Tresh scores. Northrup moves to third. Horton moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Horton scores. There goes Campbell trying to get to second. Buford throws the ball into Salmon, who relays the ball to Johnson, who tags Campbell for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Eddie Watt now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive towards third. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown is walked intentionally. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny is 0-for-3 in the game. Kilkenny is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cesar Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-3 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kilkenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.